Yes, that's right, true believers. We have yet another Back from the Grave, the reboot, the remake. We're bringing it out. The fans, they called and we're delivering. The fans, they really just, they wanted it more. They released the tea cut. They said, release more tea reviews. And here we are. I don't know what voice that was. It was like a mix between Marc Maron and Stan Lee and some asshole in a car. That asshole being me. Welcome back. You know, it's a new day. I'm here. We're having a tropical event, guys. We're having some tropical shit. Everything's tropical. Everything's like Hawaiian. You know, Hawaii. As a, you know, homegirl Tulsi Gabbard likes to say. And there's a new tea. There's always a new tea. There's like a million teas. I actually have two or three teas in my fridge at home that I need to talk about. But I know I said that the straight up tea was the winner and that was it. Closed. Open and shut case. You know what? Show must go on. Did that make things louder? I just need air in my car. It gets hot. The competition heats up and I can't handle it. So I was keeping this bottle cold. It was on the shelf, so it was warm. I wanted to get it cold for a while. So I'm walking by. I'm doing my little trash duty. I got my little trash can. It's my new job. I'm a little trash can guy. And I'm going around the store, looking at the tropical products on sale. And we got this shit. It's called Tea of a Kind. I'm like, okay, tea's in the title. Of course I gotta fucking try it. I gotta do it. I got to. I literally have nothing else to live for other than trying to sing Queensryche at karaoke. I still got to figure that out. Maybe I need to get my tooth extracted. I think that's holding me back. But other than that, I think trying out every tea is just what I got to do. So Tea of a Kind is the name of the brand. And they had several flavors. They had like mango and guava or whatever the fuck, pineapple maybe, I'm not sure, but one caught my eye and I wanted to do this one. Pomegranate acai black tea. It looks like acai. Can I just say acai? Do I gotta sound like a douchebag and say acai or acai Hawaii acai? Okay, but yeah, it's Tea of a Kind antioxidant twist. The other ones were yerba mate, and I'm like, all right, I guess that's a tea, but it's called Tea of a Kind on top of the bottle, so I gotta do it. But no, it's Tea of a Kind antioxidant twist, and it's got a little thingy on the top, which stands for vitamin C, no sugar, no artificial ingredients. I like the sound of that. Real brewed tea, I like the sound of that. No calories, cool. It's got a little painting image of a pomegranate with some little berries next to it. I'm assuming that's the acai. It's like blue or whatever. So it's pomegranate and acai flavored black tea, my favorite kind of tea. Now, the biggest mindfuck of this bottle that I'm holding, it's a clear bottle. It's got a little red cap, and it's got a weird little thing on the top. I think it turns into a, like a water bottle or something. Let's find out. Because it's, oh. Whoa. Oh, man, I wish you could see this, guys. I wish we had video. So I was right about to say it was just clear, like, as if it was water. It's just clear as day, fucking, but no, the white little device that's inside the lid, as I turned the cap, and I'm not sure if you heard it, it went wee. It squirted a bunch of, like, concentrated shit into the water, and it immediately turned into a color that a tea would be colored. It turned into tea before my eyes. Oh, of course, my dumbass. Of course, the label explains it to me. It's in the cap. This is weird. Okay, it's in the cap. You twist. it releases all the chakra into the water, and then you just fucking drink it like it's a, it's got a little bottle with a drip coming out of it. The pressurized vessel closure preserves antioxidants and protects natural ingredients without preservatives. Just twist to open. It's in the cap. So that's cool. Can I see now? I'm hesitant because how many? You know those little bottles you buy, and it's tea or it's lemonade or it's whatever, and you just do one or two little squirts, and you squirt it into a real water bottle, and it turns into a drink. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. It's always a gamble. I guess that's what this is, but a high-end version. This is like a $3 bottle. Three, not 30. My mouth is, I can't talk right. But yeah, that was pretty cool. Let me just give it a good shake. Stir it around just in case it doesn't. But yeah, I was like, dude, a clear as day with like a Pepsi clear fucking like clear tea. I was like, what the fuck's going on? But I guess it is all in the lid or the cap. It's got a system called a Vessel TM trademark. V-E-S-S-L. So I guess that's a cool way of preserving all the flavor without having it fucking, you know, I'm sure you guys remember the other episode where I drank expired tea and it just didn't, So just to bring myself, I'm trying to read, everything's clear. Okay. So ingredients are water, obviously, a big old bottle of water. Brewed black tea, natural flavor, vegetable juice for color, citric acid, monk fruit, Reb A, stevia, ascorbic acid, vitamin C. So yeah, no sugars, but it's got stevia, so it's gonna have something to, I don't know, make me wonder. So, with a little bit more of a twist, the entire device is coming out. It kind of looks like a water purifier. Just giving it some taps here and set it on top underneath Mr. Beseeks. Yeah, it smells good. Let's just fucking drink it. Tea of a kind. Here we go. Tea of a kind. See, they could have done without the stevia. I would have been totally happy without the stevia flavor. It's not a horrible flavor. It's not onions. It's not, you know, olives. I'm not a fan of olives. I'll eat olives more before I'll eat onions, but it's neither here nor there. But no, it's a nice flavor. Pomegranate automatically, you know, just shows up. Dude, am I developing a speech impediment? Both fists clenched. I'm telling you, it's my tooth. I need to get it taken out. It's like my mouth cannot clench correctly. So it's like I got to talk like this to like prevent. You guys don't understand. For like a full week, I could not clench my mouth together because this tooth, which it's my fault. I need to fucking call that doctor already and tell him and set up an appointment. But I need to get it taken out. And, it's preventing me from just using my mouth properly. So I'm going to be fumbling around with words. So whatever, just bear with me. I sound like a weirdo, but hey, who doesn't? You know, like, how many people out there have podcasts and they sound like Muppet babies or whatever? I don't know. So other than the stevia flavor, which is fine, it's better than putting a bunch of fake ass sugar and overpowering the flavor, and you just end up with like a sugar in a bottle, like a, you know, what was that one? Not Pure Leaf, it was the, I already forgot, but you know what I'm talking about. It was a green tea, and they packed a bunch of sugar in it, and it just tasted like sugar, and it wasn't a good time. I didn't like it, but whatever. let's take a few more sips and then we'll, you know, chat, I guess. I don't know. Now, I got to give you more context. I just had a whole cup of Bill Miller's tea earlier for lunch. So, coming off of that and into this, it's not fair. You know what I mean? It's like you're, it's like, you know, you've been dating Carl Urban for a while. He's a nice guy. He's a good actor. He's handsome. He's got a nice body. And then, right afterwards, you know, he dumps you, you know, maybe, and then you gotta date Seth Rogen or something. Or you gotta date, you know, some asshole from high school. Maybe they're a nice guy. I mean, okay, that's a wrong metaphor. This tea is like, you go from Carl Urban to maybe like, I don't know, Tony Hawk. I don't know. Never mind, forget it, fuck it. I'm just saying, you went from a five-star upper echelon tea to this, which I respect the technology bit. I respect the cap, the vessel technology. It's pretty tight. I like that. It does remind me of the stuff you squirt into a water bottle, and those are always fun. I remember having one with the, it was like a lemon tea flavor, and it was pretty good. You know, you try not to squirt too much, because it does have that, you know, fakey kind of sweet taste, but, look, dude, all I need is the flavor, and a little bit of an oomph, but you don't need too much, you don't need too much sugar, like, not everything has to be sweet, you know what I mean? I appreciate they're trying to, you know, doll up my tea, put some booty on it. But you don't need booty all the time. I know it's a very controversial statement coming from the My Balls Itch podcast, because we're all about the booty here in the studio. Studio balls. You know, like, bring the dump. You know what I'm saying? I'm a trash guy. I like dumps. I'm a dump guy. Bring the dumps. And just, you know, where do you put dumps? Landfill? I'm your landfill. Dump it on me. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Yeah, not everyone needs. You don't always need booty. Sometimes you just want to cuddle. You know, I'm a cuddler. Just cuddle. You know, you press your foreheads together. You say some secrets. Maybe you have a little blanket, you know, get under the blanket and watch some TV together. You know, that's fine. I don't know, maybe sit on a bench together, hold hands, watch the birds. I like that too. You know, we'll get home and I'll play with their booty all night. But during the day, let's do some wholesome shit. Maybe go visit your parents. That's where tea of a kind comes in. Antioxidant twist, pomegranate acai black tea. It's pretty good. Let me give it a few more gulps, and I guess I'll do the official rating or whatever. All right, the stevia is growing on me. I like the flavor. It does taste like a tea. I'm sorry. I need to work on my voice. I appreciate that it's brewed black tea, and they're somehow able to just jam it into this little droplets. Like, there's still some left on the lid. I wonder if I suck on it, it'll give me like a weird tea high or something. I gotta get it off. I think that's just the mixture. Shakes in right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool though. I really like that little system bit. God damn it. Alright, whatever. I kinda wanna try them all. Fuck. Or at least, well, first of all, I need to figure out the price, because the guy charged me $3. I thought they were on sale for $2.50. So I'm gonna do my thing. I gotta do some investigative reporting and figure out what's the dealio. But is it worth buying another? I guess that's the true test of a. I'm already at 15 minutes. Fuck. That's the true test of a tea, and I haven't really gotten into that, and I think I should. It really is a factor in enjoying a tea or any drink. Will you go back to it? Because I've been doing all these just to try them out, and I gave them a grade. Are they good, bad, horrible, amazing? Do I end up going back to it? And there are some that I do go back to. The straight up tea, I always go back to that one. I love doing that one. Arizona tea, you go back to it. Bill Miller's, boom, you go back to it. Brisk, I'm not gonna buy another Brisk ever again. I'm just saying, like, it sucks. It's really sad. It used to be my favorite drink, and it's dead. It really is dead. It's like you go from Steve Rogers to John Walker. It's like it's just a fake. It's a phony. Like, you're not gonna have it try to smash a shield in my face, going, "Oh, I'm Brisk tea." I'm like, "No, you're not." And then I know. Bucky comes and breaks his arm or something. I don't know. Don't get me started. Anyway, am I going to go back to this tea? I got to see what other flavors they have. This is cool, but maybe it's not even a stevia. Maybe it's the acai flavor that's ruining it. Not ruining it. I shouldn't say that. It's hindering what could be an amazing drink. Because I really do believe in this drink, and maybe I'm still stoked about the fucking Tony Stark technology dropping shit into the water. I don't know. I'll give it a 4. 4 out of 5. It's really good. It's clean. I don't feel like shit after chugging it, you know. I'm going to chug the rest. I'm going to get inside and look at the others, and maybe there's other teas in there that I can pick up as well. But yeah, Central Market. Tropical. If you catch this episode, check it out. There's always something good going on here, and just check it out. Don't talk to me after the fact. Just go on www.centralmarket.com or whatever the fuck. I'm sure they have a website similar to that. Just check it out. Look at me. Let me plug in my own job. Look at me. 2021 Alan is a new guy. I'm a new man. Feeling good. I gotta burp. See you guys.